you enjoy what you do?
Yeah, I do. It's an everyday learning experience. Every day I get to talk to different people, learn about their experience here in the United States. And because we do serve the Filipino population, I get to speak Kapampangan or Tagalog or, you know, practice the language. But at the same time, you know, it's also very difficult because there are a lot of hurdles, you know, that we go through as a nonprofit. But it's a very inspiring, very, uplifting kind of job. It's because I get to work with the community who I feel closest to, right? And that's my own, like, Filipino community.
How have these experiences affected you?
These experiences, I think every day is sort of like a different experience. Every day I get to learn something new. And so it also makes me be a stronger person in a sense, you know, understanding the different struggles that the community has, but also the personal struggles that each person that they talk to have, and learning from them and how they cope with their struggles. And it's a lot of work, you know. I don't, like, work just 30 hours. It's like a constant thing, you know. But always looking back at the bigger picture of what it is that the Filipino Community Center is really trying to provide for the community. And it's not just these services, but also learning from the people that we are also trying to serve. You know, what else are they going through that we can provide or we can give, you know? Because as a center here in the Excelsior District, it's not just us trying to provide services, but really providing services that are needed by our constituents here in the Excelsior District.
Do you think it's because of your past experiences that make you do what you do today?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, being an immigrant, you know, understanding what were the factors that pushed my family out of our homeland. Right, so it's basically economic reasons, the fact that there were no jobs in the Philippines. Education meant that you go to school, but one day you're going to immigrate out, you know, so that you can provide for your family. And so those factors that pushed my family to immigrate here in the United States, but also because I still have family members there, and whenever I see their kind of struggles, you know, I think about what can I, as a Filipino living in the United States, contribute to the movement in the Philippines. But also my experiences here in the United States, being Filipino-American or Filipino, the fact that there is institutionalized racism, sexism, you know, there's also classism and all the different isms that affected the way I grew up, right? And understanding why my parents had to work full-time or two jobs and why they couldn't be there at night or whatever it is that these powers that be kind of took that time away from me to develop a really good relationship with my family. And also seeing the struggles that my family went through, lack of health care, you know, lack of affordable housing, all of these different things that everyday people have to worry about, you know. And so it's these things that kind of also gave me that perspective of why I continue to do the things that I do, because I know that it's not just my family, but it's whole other families across all different cultures and ethnicities that face these same things.